Hello and welcome to Conscious Dating and Relationships with Dr. Tranquility. We have an amazing guest for you tonight. Her name is Ananta Ripa Ajmera, and she is an author. She is the author of The Way of the Goddess. She is the founder of The Ancient Way. She has her own podcast, so she's a podcasting sister on True to Yourself podcast. And you'll find out, she does Ayurveda for The Well, at The Well on Instagram. And she is Ananta.1, Ananta.1 on Instagram. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, first of all, what was the impetus for your writing The Way of the Goddess?
The impetus for this book was really my own personal journey to be able to connect with wholeness within and to really heal from childhood trauma and a lot of eating disorders and really a lack of connection with my own true self that led me to seek deeper knowledge and ultimately to come home to my own self with the goddess tradition of India. I am from India. My parents immigrated from there before I was born. So I also really felt compelled to understand more about my roots and how that connection could help me navigate day-to-day life and situations and relationships.
And how has the connection to your roots helped you to navigate relationships?
It has really helped me to understand who I am beyond this body and beyond the mind. Most of the times we believe that we are just this limited body and the limited mind, and that when something happens to us, it is really affecting us. Whereas the ancient Vedic or Indian spirituality says that the body and the mind are just outer layers of us that we have taken on karmically, but who we are is actually a soul that is not affected by all that comes and goes, that's not affected by what happens to the physical body, what happens to the mind and emotions, and is actually a witness of all of this, and is something that we can find refuge in once we have the knowledge of that true identity and that true self.
Wonderful. Wow. Amazing. So tell us how you got started in the podcasting world, babe.
I got interested in podcasting because I just felt like I had so much to share. And it felt like Instagram was kind of a limited portal to be able to share in terms of the time restrictions and the space restrictions to be able to post and share from the heart. So it just became a way to really have more of a platform for transmission of the knowledge that I just feel so blessed to have gained through about 12 years of deep study with different lineage-based teachers, master teachers.
Wonderful. And where can we find your podcast, your True to Yourself podcast?
The True to Yourself podcast is on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and wherever else people like to get their podcasts.
Okay. Well, we are going to take a break, and we will be right back with Ananta.
Most people's favorite day to change their life is tomorrow. And that's why they stay stuck. Is that you? Hi, I'm Dr. Jamil Syed, and I invite you to check out the Transformation Starts Today podcast, where I interview leaders, champions, and high performers from all walks of life as they share their stories, the lessons they've learned along the way, and empowering perspectives to help you create an extraordinary life without regret starting today. Your future is determined by what you decide to do right now. So head on over to the Transformation Starts Today podcast, and I'll see you there.
This is Cindy Warren of Blue Tree Coaching. I can be found at www.bluetree-coaching.com. I'm a life coach who helps people get results using neuroscience, mindfulness, and proven coaching techniques. You can check me out at www.bluetree-coaching.com.
Hi, and we are back on Conscious Dating and Relationships with Ananta. And we are so excited. We're talking all about her podcast, True to Yourself, and The Way of the Goddess, her new book, which is going to be a bestseller because all of my listeners on AM, FM, and Podcasting Universe are going to go get a copy, aren't you? And we it's a wonderful book for women. And actually, one of our sponsors at the show, Gaia Goddess, is I'm trying to connect you guys so much because I just see something powerful there. But you are so powerful in your own right. And what really is a one question, because I'm sure women come to you from around the world and asking you, what can I do in my dating life? How can I do it differently? What would be something that you would suggest to them?
You know, it's amazing because in chapter 8 of The Way of the Goddess, I actually shared about my newfound approach to dating and relationships, mm-hmm. which is actually supporting women to embody the essence of Vedic Lord Krishna, who is the author of the Bhagavad Gita, a spiritual teacher, a warrior, and also a lover of life and mischief. Mm. So I felt that growing up and, as I got into my 20s, I was a lot like the goddess Radha, who is the lover of Lord Krishna, who never becomes his wife, but is like that eternal romantic flame of Lord Krishna, because she is the true devotee of God. Mm. So even though he is married to so many women per mythology, he always has a special place in his heart for the goddess Radha, because she is so pure and her devotion is so pure, and she has that kind of heart full of love of the true higher divine kind.
Wow.
So I think a lot of us women come like Radha, and we become really devoted to men and to our, or the partner in general, whatever gender they may be. But when we identify as the female identification, I feel we tend to go into that devoted mode before we maybe really check out whether a person is really worthy of such devotion. And I am certainly one who is guilty of that when I didn't know better. It was a beautiful thing to have that devoted feeling in the heart, even though this boyfriend of mine, who I also wrote about in chapter 2, had not really reciprocated at all and who actually hurt me. But I was able to find that pure love within my heart, yes, for him to not engage in the relationship in a direct sense, but really like kept that divine love, like how Radha loves Krishna, even though they're not together. Mm-hmm. And then I decided, after a lot of going really deep within, because it was my decision to break up from the relationship, to go deeper actually into my spiritual path, because being with him briefly, very briefly, just showed me all the unresolved issues that I had around trauma and abuse, and especially sexual trauma, which I really needed to heal within myself in order to be able to then engage in relationships in a healthier way that was going to be true to myself. So I took a long time to really go deep within, to study, to give myself a kind of self-imposed monastic lifestyle to be able to absorb, assimilate, digest, and integrate the deep Vedic spiritual knowledge into my life. And after having gone through that for many years, I was like, what would dating be like now that I know who I am, now that I have gone deep into all of these layers and really resolved a lot of relationship issues, relationship karma, and my own, relationship with myself. And what came to me was, now it's time to be like Lord Krishna. It's time to actually re-engage and be just as playful, just as fun-loving, just as fierce of a warrior, but not so serious at the same time.
Right.
And also not give my heart fully to one person, but actually allow for the possibility of many people to interact with, to play with, to have fun with, while honoring certain boundaries, right? So I'm not going to get physically involved with anyone until they really prove that they're worthy, you know, and then only engage further at that level. And that's really what Krishna also is what they call it, eternal brahmachari, or an eternal celibate. And at the same time, he's surrounded by women. So it's a really interesting idea that, that when we know our true self, when we really go deep into that journey, first of all, you can still have relationships, but when you know yourself, then you can only know someone else's true self. And only then are you also going to have that discernment to see who is capable of loving you in return,
right?
And actually being like Radha in your life, right? Because if we've been the devoted one, if we've been loyal, if we've been steadfast in our love, then we know how to do that, and we can do that, and we have mastered that power of love and devotion. But we maybe have not exercised our discernment so well in terms of who can love us in that same pure, devoted, beautiful, spiritual way. And I just feel that now it's really fun to have that approach, because when we know who we know that we're already complete within. We don't really need someone else to fulfill us, because we're coming from fulfillment. And so if we're not needing anything, then it opens up a field to just really truly have fun without craving something that is outside of us, because pleasure lives within us, joy lives within us, love lives within us. And when we can embody that, which we're seeking in the other, then it just becomes what they call a divine leela, or a play, a fun, where we get to interact with multiple people and feel out what it's like to talk to them, what we felt like when we talked to the other person, and see where do we feel the most at home? Where do we feel like we're the most in our true authentic self, and that we can actually blossom even more into that, and that a partner is actually going to add to that blossoming rather than restricting us or controlling us in some way, or, you know, getting upset with us, or, you know, overly kind of getting possessive, or, you know, any of those kind of attachments which ruin love, you know? So in the spiritual way of understanding, we feel that there is a big difference between true love and attachment.
Yes.
And when we have love, we have attachment minus any desire from the other person to fulfill us, to give us something that we don't have, and to complete us in some way. And when we can really start to approach relationships without that self-interested desire, clinging attachment, we can reduce the suffering that we have in relationships. And then it just becomes a field of fun and enjoyment, and a place to exercise good discernment and really honor our own boundaries, and to move slowly with people, because our body is a temple. And when we see it that way, we are going to take better care of it. And when we learn to love and care for ourselves truly, then only are we going to even be able to recognize someone who returns that same love that we give to us. So I just think, you know, it's all a balance, right? If we're like always feminine, then maybe we need to embody a little healthy masculinity and see many people, like how, you know, this male seed is always trying to go out to multiple people. And so it's just an approach where you don't have to get physically involved in that way, but just in the energetic sense, we can engage with multiple people in order to see what is really the best kind of partner for us to feel safe enough to unfold in the ways that we wish to. And similarly, I tell my male students that it's really important to connect with the feminine within them, because we all have these divine energies. And even though physically male identifying people are not able to rebirth or give birth to children, they can connect with that divine feminine principle, which is about rebirth, and which is about transformation, and which is about true love and nurturance and care for oneself. And then similarly, if they've been caught up in relationship dynamics which have not been so healthy, then by offering themselves that love, they'll be able to also bring in a partner who's going to vibrate at a more spiritual level.
Wonderful. Well, Ananta, Ajmera, I thank you so much for being with us tonight. You are the Way of the Goddess. And make sure you pick up her book, The Way of the Goddess. And you can find that on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Audible. Is it on Audible yet? Audible?
I believe yes, because I've recorded the audiobook. So it's
okay,
my
great.
Own.
Yeah, and Audible. And really just pick up a copy. Follow her on Instagram. Why don't you give everyone your handle, sweetie?
Oh, sure. So on Instagram, I am at ananta.one. So A-N-A-N-T as in tiger, A. And then the number one, all spelled out, O-N-E.
Beautiful. And make sure you keep your ears open for her podcast, True to Yourself. I think it's fantastic that you're doing that. And I'm excited to listen to more episodes. So
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us, love. I thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Truly appreciate it.
Take care and be well.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Hi, I want to tell you about a community that I've recently joined called GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. Gaia Goddess Lifestyle is an eco-feminist movement that supports women through retreats, events, online classes, and in media content. They bring women together to empower them through education, inspiration, and healing. Become a free member and join the newsletter at www.GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. That's www.GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. And see the website for information about their upcoming women's retreats in Maui, Hawaii. For GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com, I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia. Stay tuned.
Are you done waking up with horrible hangovers from a great night out with friends? Do you have issues eating, sleeping, or stomach discomfort? Is it challenging to stay relaxed, focused, or even stress-free throughout the day? If so, then it might be time for a Lifted experience. Hi, my name is Taslima Matuma, and I'm the owner of Lifted Infused Tea, which are all natural tea blends infused with herbs, fruits, tonics, and or alcohol for wellness and leisure. Our blend types come with either alcohol, like our rum tea punch, or hemp extract, like our alcohol-free mango peach blend. All tea blends are made with natural ingredients.
Welcome back. I am Dr. Tranquility Lydia for Conscious Dating and Relationships. And today we have an amazing guest for you. Her name is Shalandra Williams. And she is Mindful Sense LLC on Instagram, you ought to know. And she has hundreds of thousands of people who listen to what she says. And she has these amazing mindful quotes every morning and mindful topics and funny little quibs and things that you can listen to. And she's really down, girl. So we are going to chat with her and find out. First of all, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm great. Very vibrant today. Positive. Good vibes.
Good. And then we're going to say, now, where do you get the idea for all of your quotes? Do you channel them?
I've been through a lot in life, mm-hmm. even though I'm so young, and I just utilize all my jewels, and I put it into, you know, let everybody know how it is in life. And
you're very
and
wise.
A lot of people can correlate to it. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me for interrupting. You're very wise. So your quotes are amazing. I use them sometimes. Like, oh, good. It's nice to have. No, but we all need reminders.
Yes. Yes. Know? All the time. Because, you know, sometimes we get lost in our daily lives. And we just run. But sometimes we have to ground ourselves. That way we can be present and just, you know, be happy. Because the goal is to have, you know, inner peace and happiness. So,
yes,
we always need reminders of that.
We certainly do. So, sweetie, tell me, because you do so many things, so I'm going to take this moment to allow you to introduce yourself to our audience more thoroughly, so that we can talk about some of the things that apply to dating in that mix.
Okay, so first off, as you stated, my Instagram is mindful_sense LLC. And my name is Shalandra, so I've integrated the two because I wanted to put a face behind the quotes.
Right.
Basically, I talk about childhood trauma, mother wounds, father wounds, relationships, self-love, anything that has to do with self-improvement. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
So let's get into relationships. I know women must come to you all the time with questions about dating and relationships. What's your most popular question?
Mostly, believe it or not, men come to me like a little bit more than women.
Yes, I believe.
Maybe because I can relate. I'm kind of like in the middle. I have like I'm a balance, you know, I'm like, a lot of the things that they ask me have to do with a lot with self-love, because right. Like that's the core of everything. If you really think about it, you have to have self-love in order to, you know, maneuver in life. You have to have self-love in order to maneuver in relationships. You have to have self-love for yourself. Right. So a lot of people, when they come to me and they ask me for advice, it always revolves around self-love, because if you don't love yourself and if you don't value yourself, then how do you present yourself and how do you represent yourself in relationships and even friendships to where you really get treated with the value that you deserve?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And what's one piece of advice that you would give to a woman who came to you asking for advice? She says, I can't find a man. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find love. Or a woman. I can't find love. Let's put it that way. What should I do?
So what I tell a lot of people in that situation, because I do actually get that question a lot, because a lot of people do try to search for love instead of like giving it to themselves. So what I tell them is don't look. You know, when you start working on yourself and putting all that energy and love into yourself, then it's easy to attract what you deserve or what you desire, because you're putting that into yourself. A lot of the times I think that we project this love into other things, right, hoping that we get it reciprocated instead of within ourselves and like loving ourselves and having that confidence, building all of that so you can be whole. And then, you know, you'll know how to deal with boundaries. You know how to deal with people when they come to you and in dating situations where you can decipher, you know, which one is working for you and which one is not working for you.
Right. Right. That mm-hmm. makes so much sense. And what is what is one thing that you want people to know about your business, Mindful Sense LLC?
So what I like people to know is that I don't want it to just be like in a business type of situation. I want people to understand that they're human. Like a lot of the times we set high bars for ourselves, and a lot of the times we have these projections of what society feels that what we should be instead of what we feel that we should be within ourselves. Right. So that's the advice that I give to people. Like, you know, search within yourself. And it sounds so cliche, but it's really, really, like, even from testimony, like, it's really, really true. So when they come to my page or when they read my quotes, it is a plethora of different you know, subjects that you can get into, because everybody has a story. So you're going to relate to it in some type of way. And the only way that you can go is up.
Right. Mm-hmm. My darling dear, if you will hang with us one moment, audience, we will be right back with Shalandra of Mindful Sense LLC. Look her up on Instagram while you're listening to these commercials.
Do you suffer with pain, experiencing dreaded cramps during that time of the month? Looking for natural ways to support your self-care? At Teas and Steams, we have just what you need to promote relaxation, optimize wellness, and support your self-care routine. From herbal teas to yoni steams, head over to teasandsteams.com or follow us on all social media at Teas and Steams. Happy steaming.
Welcome back to Conscious Dating and Relationships with Dr. Tranquility. And we are here with Shalandra. I like saying Shalandra, though. I shouldn't do that. You have such a beautiful name, Shalandra. It's gorgeous.
Thank you. So it's actually Shalandra in Spanish.
Okay.
So you're absolutely right.
Okay. You. So I want to talk a little bit about something we were talking about on the break, which was... refresh my memory.
We were discussing
traumas.
About anxiety and traumas.
Mm-hmm. Traumas and how sometimes when nothing's going wrong in life, we've reached what we're so accustomed to having those traumas. We will borrow traumas from the past or envision traumas from the future and use that trauma in the present. So what are your feelings about that?
So I actually, like, as far as myself, that's where I get most of my quotes from. I actually have severe anxiety and PTSD. So a lot of the times in my relationships, what was happening was that I would take the past and put it into my relationships, and then it would manifest. So I had to, you know, go through extensive therapy to figure out, you know, what was the root of these fears.
Right.
So it's very hard to have anxiety. You have to constantly be grounded within yourself and in your surroundings and be self-aware and self-conscious of what's going on in the moment. And I also had to learn, and what I try to tell others is, sometimes when we have mental illnesses, we only focus on ourselves. But in reality, it affects everything around you, especially in an intimate relationship. It can be depleting if, you know, you don't have any self-control or you don't know your triggers.
Proper boundaries. Boundaries and triggers, babe. Boundaries and triggers. Yes, you're so right. Well, Shalandra of Mindful Sense, is there anything you'd like our audience to know? Where they can find, in addition to where they can find you and how they can reach you.
I do have a lot of endeavors that are coming up.
I'm proud to announce we have a new podcast joining us, and it is run by Shalandra of Mindful Sense LLC. It is called Vibes. Make sure you catch it. Where can they catch it? Where will they be able to listen in?
So it will be on the Apple platform and Spotify.
Okay, wonderful. Mm-hmm. And it's called Vibes, guys. Yes. You can't forget that. So
So the vibe. So I decided to call it the vibe because so the T is for teaching, higher, H is for higher, and H is for elevation, and then it's a vibe. So like
Vibe. It's stand corrected. I'm sorry, sweetie. The vibe.
That's okay. It's all right. So it's all of us have, as I stated, we have different stories. So I want to touch on like always being consciously aware and continuously evolving, because you can't stay in one place with evolution. You're going to constantly be learning and gaining wisdom as you grow. So I wanted to focus on those type of topics. So it'll be about relationships. It'll be about like everything that's on my page. It will be about those type of things. On
wonderful.
There as well.
That's so wonderful. Yay. I'm so proud of you. You're doing
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Well, thank you, love. Where can we find you? Tell us all the places.
Instagram is my main website, but I also have a TikTok. It's Mindful Sense. I have a Twitter. It's Mindful Sense. And I have a Pinterest. A lot of people don't know about that. I have, like, everything.
You're so well organized. I can barely keep up with my Instagram. Make sure you check out that community, GaiaGoddessLifestyle.com. I think you're really going to like them. And for all my listeners, check them out. This is a female-only group and community. And it so aligns with the vibe, the vibe. And I'm so honored and blessed that you could find the time to come on today. You are an amazing sister girl and sister woman. And I just love what you're doing. And it's a blessing to know you. All right. It was lovely talking with you. Thank you for coming
on. Thank you.
And I'll see you soon. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.